Hello, everyone, and welcome to Cultivating Hearts. My name is Grant Rye, and today is going to be our last radio episode. And we are here at Walnut Radio Station. It used to be Salem Radio, and it is sponsored by the Open Door Mission. And today we have with us Tara and Carrie.
Hello. And Grant.
And myself, Grant.
It's so good to have you here. You know, because it was our last radio show, I realized that we're in the middle of a series. And so for those that are actually following the series, we will be posting podcasts to finish the series so that we're not dropping you. And that will just be available on TaraRye.com. You need to keep following the Open Door Mission because they're also going to be posting things through the webpage at opendoormission.org for people to continue following what's going on with the Open Door Mission. We're so thankful that we get to actually get to say goodbye. And I was asking God, what do I do? And he put on my heart that I should use the story that he's actually using very much in my life right now. In September, I was at the International Orality Network Conference, and I was asked by a friend, a storyteller, if I would be willing to do a story in the storying section of his gateway the next morning at 9. And this was like late at night that he'd asked. And I prayed and I asked God, I'm like, what story do I do? And he put on my heart to do the widow's oil. And at the time, I had no idea that it was actually because God was going to be ministering to me. That's usually how it works, isn't mm-hmm. it? We think it's that we're serving and it's because he's actually serving us. God is so faithful. And so I got up and I studied the story. And as I was studying the story, I began to realize that the widow was me. Now hear me out. My husband is wonderful and great and he's fine. But because Grace University had closed, I no longer had my, what would be my caretaker, which would have been the prophet, and overseeing to provide, and was wondering, God, what are you going to do, and how are you going to use me? And he very much put on my heart, you keep pouring. That widow kept pouring out the oil, and as long as she kept pouring the oil, the jars were filling. And as long as I bring you something to do, you pour out until you can't pour out anymore. And that's what he gave me, and I thought, okay, and that gave me such a great sense of encouragement and increased my faith so much. And so when I was praying what should be our last radio show, because I feel very called to making sure I teach the Word of God and faithfulness, this is the story we're going to go out on because we want to walk by faith and we want to keep pouring what God has given us. So in 2 Kings 4, 1 through 7, the Bible tells us that there was a woman who was a widow, and she had been married to a prophet of God, and he was a prophet that had honored God, and he passed with debt. Well, the debtors had come to the widow, and they told her that if you don't pay this debt, then we're going to take your sons and we're going to hold them as slaves to pay off that debt. So the widow went to the prophet Elisha and she said, you know my husband and you know that he was a prophet that honored God. You know that he served the Lord and he died with a debt. And the debtors are telling me that if I do not pay it off, that they're going to make my sons slaves. And he asked her and he said, well, what do you want? What do you have? And she looked at him and she said, I only have this jar of oil. And he said, I want you to go home and send out your sons and have them go to all the neighbors. And as they go to their neighbors, they are to ask every neighbor that they could, can I have a jar? And you take all of those jars, you go back to your house, you shut the door, and you start pouring that oil until all of the jars you have collected are full. So she went home. She told her sons. They went out and they went door to door and asked all of the neighbors, can I please have a jar? And they gathered those jars and they brought them in and they began to pour. And as she poured and she poured and she poured, she was able from her one jar to fill every single jar that they had brought home. Well, when she was at the very last jar, she said to her sons, "I need another jar." And they said, "There is no more." So she went back to the prophet Elisha and she said, "I have done as you have asked. We have filled all the jars that my sons collected. There are no more." And he said, "Good. Now go and sell them, and you will have enough money to pay off your debt and to live the rest of your life in peace." May God honor the telling of his word. Isn't that a great story?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so as we listen to the story, what do we learn about this widow? What do we learn about her?
I mean, just first, like, visual things that we see, you know, like, we see that she had a husband previously, mm-hmm. and that he was a prophet, and that she currently has two sons, and that she's not in a state where she can, like, financially support herself. But she's being approached by some debtors, and they're saying, "Hey, like, you have this debt that you have to pay because mm-hmm. it was your husband's debt."
Right. Okay. How about you, Carrie? Do you see anything?
Like when she went to Elisha, how she honored her husband and okay. how she said, "You know your husband, yeah. you know your servant."
Yeah, that he was a man who honored God.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we have this widow, and she has a great need. And she goes to the one that she knew that could take care of her because he was the one that spoke to the nation about God. She went to the prophet. She went to the person that could help her.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we learn about Elisha? What does Elisha do with her?
So from what you said, I'm trying to like look over this and still like find that one part on it. But first he asks, like when you said it, first he asks, "What do you want?"
Right.
And then he asked, what do you have?
Yeah.
So.
And does your Bible translation say something different? Because what I did is I story told you guys I didn't read the scripture.
Let me see.
So I had shared it from my own words.
He said, my translation says, "What shall I do for you?
Yeah,
tell me, what do you have in the house?"
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And so he asks her two questions. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and so he doesn't immediately tell her what to do, does he? He asks her questions to learn more. And so I think that's pretty important. What else does he do? So she then tells him she has the jar, and then
he gives her specific instructions what to do.
Okay.
An interesting thing with that too, that you know, it's not entirely based off of her. It's not like these are things that you mm-hmm. already have, you already possess, that you're going to be like accomplishing this goal with. It's going out amongst your neighbors and asking them to gather like pots and pans and jars from them
mm-hmm.
because and like in the end, you know, when she says like, you know, like give me another jar to pour in, and then the sons are like, that's all of the jars, like that's when it ends. So it was the amount of oil that she got was very much limited or supplied, depending on which way you want to look at it, mm-hmm. by the people surrounding her
and her willingness to go and get it,
mm-hmm.
her obedience. Do you also see that let's think. Okay, so Elisha was known for doing miracles. He could have miraculously just fixed this.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think he didn't miraculously fix it, but set it up to where she had to take the steps? Why was it important that she's the one that took the steps?
I don't know.
Yeah. What do you think?
It's interesting to think on.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, we have to, like, with our faith, we need to be active in what we're doing mm-hmm. and not, like, just expect everything to be supplied for us.
Yeah.
Just, like, because at that point, like, we're not really having faith. We're just expecting people to do things for us.
Mm.
Yeah.
And, like, there's a difference between, like, being willing to, like, act to, like to go to someone and be like, what do I need to do to, like, fix this problem? Instead of going and say, like, hey, fix this problem for me.
Correct. Right. It increases our faith if we're the one that takes the steps. If we take the step, God will set the path straight. faith is by our moving forward, not by somebody else doing it for us. And so oftentimes, for example, someone will come to me and they will say, pray this for me. And I will answer back, I'm happy to pray, but you've got to be praying. And I'm happy to join you, but it has to be where you are praying and taking the faith steps. Because our faith cannot grow on what somebody else is doing. Our personal faith grows based on what we're doing. Mm. And I found this a couple of amazing quotes, you guys, that just blew my mind away, of course. And so that's I wanted to share. It says, this is by Spurgeon, the vessels had to, hold on, that's the wrong one. You will have God in the measure that you desire him. And it's by McLaren. Excuse me, that one wasn't Spurgeon. So, and then Spurgeon says, God takes care to deliver his servants in ways that exercise their faith. He would but have them He would not have them be in little faith, for faith is the wealth of the heavenly life. And so God is going to do that which will grow us in our faith. And so it's as we are active, that's how he will allow that measure of faith to come back to us. And so, Grant, you were nailing it when you were saying that. This is Spurgeon continued. If she borrowed few vessels, she would have had little oil. If she borrowed many vessels, they should all be filled, and she should have much oil. She has, she was herself to measure out what she would have. And I believe, and this is Spurgeon saying, in spiritual blessings from God, we have more, we'll have more to do with the measurement of our mercies than we think. We make our blessings little because our prayers are little. And I would add to it, it's like, in this case, the actions. So if she just went and had her sons go and get three jars, then she would have only had three jars of oil. Mm-hmm. But he said, go and gather all the jars that you can. And they took it literally, and they gathered enough that it paid off the entire debt. And she would have enough to go and live on. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so as we're thinking about what it could look like to walk by faith, sometimes I think for myself, we think, oh, well, the radio show is ending, and so the oil will stop pouring, you know, and we've poured out, and you have to rethink, okay, so if this is closing, then what is the way that God now wants the new walk to be? How does he want the mission to be pouring out so that they can get the word out? How does he want cultivating hearts to be pouring out to get the word out? That we have to constantly be thinking through, how are we gathering? How are we assembling? How are we preparing it and moving forward with it? I found this amazing, this is from David Guzik, you guys know, I love him so much. Mm-hmm. He was talking about the oil of what God does and how he pours out of us and what he does with the vessel. And so thinking through ourselves as the vessel. And he said, one, they had to go and gather it. So it required that they move. They weren't sitting still. Mm-hmm. They had to go gather it. And then not only that, they had to assemble them. Because it's one thing to gather them. It's another thing if you actually put them together in an organized way so you can use them. Then if those jars had been full, would those jars be usable to them?
Nope.
Mm-mm. No. A full jar would not be usable because it was already filled with something. Every single jar they collected had to be emptied. Mm-hmm. What does that teach us about ourselves? If we're wanting God to pour his oil into us, what do we need to do?
Empty ourselves. Mm.
Of everything. We can't have anything because the blessing is to be filled up. We have to get out so that he can do it. And then he says, not only do the jars have to be assembled and gathered and emptied, but they have to be put in a right position because it's not going to do any good if it's sitting sideways or if it's upside down,
yeah,
right? And then he said, then we have to make sure that they stay in the right place so the pouring in can happen. So thinking through the where you're at, how you're serving, and staying in that right position so that God can properly pour in. And then he says the filling happens. And that has to do with a vessel that is willing to be gathered, assembled, emptied, and placed in the right position and to stay in the right position so the filling can happen. And then wait, because those jars weren't going to all be used at the same time. They were going to be used over time. And she was going to sell them, and they were going to have to wait until they could be poured out. Hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
That is.
Mm-hmm. I was just, oh my goodness. And so thinking through what that looks like for you and for me and how God is calling us to service, how God is calling us to be used, how he wants us to be his vessels, his instruments that he can pour in, emptying ourselves, being willing to say, you know, God, okay, what's next? What do I need to let go of? And the crazy thing is that I was not surprised when I got the phone call that the radio ministry would be ending, because I had already been praying because of Grace Closing and asking God, okay, what do I need to be emptied of so that you can continue pouring out? And he was positioning me and preparing me for what would be. It's crazy how he gets us ready like that.
Mm-hmm.
So as you guys are listening, where is it taking your thoughts? What are you thinking about? You're just receiving. It's okay. We're on the radio.
Yeah, I know.
Our favorite line. Be like, oh, I need to like process
so much
everything that's being said and actually think of things that need to be said so that people can not be listening to silence.
You're so funny. Well, we have 1 minute left. I just want to say I am so glad that I've had this privilege. It's been huge. And I'm very thankful to Carrie for coming alongside, for Sandy, for her faithfulness for years. In so many countless ways. You guys don't know this, but every single radio show she brought in gifts to us, whether it was food or something, she literally blessed us. And Sandy, I want you to know I brought brownies today because I was channeling you, Sandy. I brought it for you. So everybody did have food today. And I cannot thank God enough that my son Grant is here with us for the last radio show. I'm glad that it happened during his spring break because he's keeping me grounded. I can see his looks. Don't you dare cry, Mom.
Go ahead, cry.
No. I love you, and I thank God for you. May God bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you and shine his face upon you and give you peace. God bless.